KJAN Sports.
It is time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Rush CPA and Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. Well, checking sports this morning, for the second year in a row, St. Albert gave the defending Class 1A state champions a genuine threat in their state tournament opener. And just like in 2018, Grandview Christian came through with a hard-fought win against the Hawkeye 10 contender to advance. The Thunder withstood rallies in the second and fourth quarters thanks to double-digit scoring efforts from seniors Bryce Crabb, who had 17 points, Haronis Sissoko, who had 14, and Arturo Montez, who had a dozen. Crabb went 10 of 11 from the free throw line to help seal the win down the stretch. St. Albert struggled against Grandview's length on the glass and in the paint, but they got as close as 53-51 with a minute 10 remaining on a gritty performance. Senior Reed Miller led the Falcons with 13 points and 10 rebounds, while sophomore guard Sam Rallis added 12 points. Grandview Christian has now won 7 straight state tournament games. St. Albert, led by recently promoted coach Larry Peterson, was playing in its third tournament in the last 4 years as their season comes to a close with that loss yesterday. Also in 1A quarterfinal play yesterday, Alburnett beat Sioux Central 55-54. Montezuma downing Bishop Garrigan 78-65. Remsen St. Mary's topping Prince of Peace Prep 58-55. In Class 2A quarterfinal play yesterday, Boyden Hall defeated Iowa City Regina 61-56. South Hamilton over Rock Valley 73-61, while Van Meter beat Dyke New Hartford 43-32. 7 more games on the slate for today at the Boys State Basketball Championships in Des Moines. The 2A quarterfinals will be the first game of the morning. That'll be the finish, the last game of that tournament. They'll finish up the quarterfinal round in 2A this morning with North Lynn facing Des Moines Christian. The 3A quarterfinals will include Norwalk facing Ballard, Clear Lake against West Delaware, Sergeant Bluff Luton playing Winterset, and Oskaloosa facing Marion. Then tonight in the 4A quarterfinals, Cedar Falls plays Sioux City East, and North Scott will battle Ames. Well, the Hawkeye 10 announced its boys all-conference basketball teams for the season with yesterday's loss by St. Albert. First team selections this year include 4 unanimous picks: Gunnar Ballou of Denison, Kylan Smallwood of Creston, Christian Stanislav of Glenwood, and Charlie Weavers of Denison were all unanimous first-team selections. Also on the first team, Chase Mullinex, a senior from Atlantic, Brett Sears of Harlan, Lewis Central's Cole Jensen, and Glenwood's Zach Carr were all named first-team picks. Among the second-team selections, Tyler Moen of Atlantic was a second-team pick, along with Brantz Baker of Creston, Blake Baumhover of Kemper Catholic, Ryan Bloom of Glenwood, Dawson Dorhout of Denison, Jared Gast of St. Albert, Nathan Lindsay of Clarinda, and Josh Simmons of Lewis Central. Among the honorable mention picks, Skylar Handlos, a sophomore from Atlantic, and Logan Riley, a senior for the Trojans, were both honorable mention picks. Also on the honorable mention list, Isaac Bird of Red Oak, Ben Brinks of Kemper Catholic, Connor Brown of Clarinda, Kyle Servin of Shenandoah, Cale Kralik of Creston, Damian Magnuson of Denison, Lewis Central's Nolan McKenzie, Harlan's Jonathan Munson, Sam Rallis of St. Albert, and Seth Wineland of Lewis Central were all named as honorable mention picks this season. Well, the Iowa State women celebrated senior night with a 69-49 win over Kansas. The Cyclones locked up the second seed in the Big 12 Conference Tournament.
This team's won a lot of games, but they've changed and returned Iowa State women's basketball to the culture that we should have, and that's a tribute to these three. And I think that's why these folks kept coming out and stayed out. But, great finish to be, second. And look forward to moving on to the Big 12 tournament.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly, picked to finish sixth in the preseason. Fennelly says chemistry allowed the Cyclones to exceed expectations.
It's hard to describe it. I mean, we've all been in situations in our lives, whether it's at our job or our family life, where it just seems right. And this group, it's been right from the very first day.
The Cyclones will open up the Big 12 Conference Tournament Saturday night in Oklahoma City. Iowa senior Megan Gustafson was named the Big Ten Conference Player of the Year on Monday, becoming the first Hawkeye to win that award twice. Gustafson was tabbed for the honor in a vote by the league's coaches and media members. Gustafson averaged 28.4 points, 13.8 rebounds, and shot 68.7% from the floor in Big Ten games this season. She scored at least 20 points in 17 of Iowa's 18 games and had at least 10 rebounds 17 times also. Gustafson was one of 10 semifinalists for the Naismith Trophy, awarded to the nation's top player. She leads the country in field goal percentage at 70.8 on the season and points per game at 27.7. Gustafson's 27 double-doubles are the second most in America. Iowa, the second seed in the Big Ten tournament, plays on Friday against either 7th-seeded Minnesota or 10th-seeded Indiana. We'll have that game for you here on the radio Friday night. In men's college hoops last night, number 2 Virginia's Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, and DeAndre Hunter led a long-range assault, combining for 18 three-pointers as they cruised to a 79-53 win over Syracuse last night. Number 8 Texas Tech beat Texas 70-51 as Jarrett Culver had 16 points and Matt Mooney added 15. Texas Tech stayed even with Kansas State atop the Big 12 with one game remaining. Number 18 Kansas State rolled to a 64-52 win at TCU on Monday, so the Wildcats and Red Raiders have a shot at the Big 12 regular season title Saturday. Kansas State is home against Oklahoma, while Texas Tech will visit Iowa State. Well, the Big Ten Conference announced yesterday that Jim Delaney will officially conclude his term as Big Ten Commissioner at the end of his current contract that expires June 30th of 2020. The Big Ten Council of Presidents and Chancellors has initiated a search process under the direction of their executive committee and led by Chair Morton Shapiro, president of Northwestern University. They've retained the services of Corn Ferry to assist in the search. Shapiro said Jim has had an extraordinary impact on the Big Ten Conference, its member institutions, administrators, students, and coaches since 1989. He's been a forward-thinking, collaborative, and decisive leader in every aspect of conference proceedings. Delaney said it's been an amazing opportunity to serve and lead these preeminent institutions, presidents, administrators, coaches, and students. He said it's incredibly fulfilling to support the hundreds of thousands of young men and women who have been afforded the opportunity to obtain best-in-class educations as a result of the invaluable one-of-a-kind lessons learned through the unique combination of athletic and classroom competition. Well, University of Iowa head football coach Kirk Ferentz made a statement after the unexpected and untimely death of former Hawkeye football player Damon Bullock. Ferentz said, "Our thoughts and prayers are with Damon's parents, Kimberly and Roscoe, and the entire family. Damon's tragic and unexpected death is a shock to all of us within the Iowa football program, as well as his former teammates. Damon was an outstanding young man, and we enjoyed him being part of the Hawkeye football program." Bullock completed his Iowa career in 2014. His career totals include 290 rushing attempts for 1,074 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns. He also had 71 receptions for 616 yards and a touchdown. He rushed for 513 yards in 2012, 467 yards in 2013. Bullock's best career game came in an 18-17 win over Northern Illinois at Soldier Field in Chicago. In his first career start, Bullock rushed 30 times for 150 yards, scoring the game-winning touchdown on a 23-yard run late in the fourth quarter. In other college football news, Utah coach Kyle Whittingham signed a contract extension Monday that could keep him with the Utes through the 2023 season. Whittingham, the longest-tenured head coach in the Pac-12, led Utah to a Pac-12 South title and a berth in the league championship game last season. He's 120-61 and 11-2 in bowl games in 14 seasons with the Utes. Also in college football news, President Donald Trump has again celebrated football champions with burgers and fries. Trump hosted the championship football players from North Dakota State Monday at the White House with a lunch of Big Macs, French fries, and Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Trump served a similar spread to the college football champion Clemson Tigers in January. The Bison have the most titles in NCAA Division I football championship subdivision. In NFL news, the Houston Texans have placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on defensive end outside linebacker Jadeveon Clowney. That move doesn't close the door for the Texans to sign the edge rusher to a long-term deal. Houston will offer Clowney the first overall pick in the 2014 draft, a one-year guaranteed contract for an amount based on position. Because Houston used the non-exclusive tag on Clowney, he can sign immediately or attempt to get an offer sheet from another team. If he's given an offer sheet, the Texans would have the chance to match it. In baseball news, the San Francisco Giants president and CEO Larry Baer is taking a leave of absence from the team following the release of a video showing him in a physical altercation with his wife. The Giants board of directors released a statement Monday saying that Baer has been granted a request to take personal time away from the team. A video posted by TMZ on Friday showed Baer's wife Pam was seated in a chair when he reached over to grab for a cell phone in her right hand, and she toppled sideways to the ground in the chair, screaming, "Oh my God." The Los Angeles Dodgers could be without Clayton Kershaw for the start of the season as the staff ace begins to rebuild from shoulder soreness that caused him to shut down his spring training last week. Manager Dave Roberts says he'd rather Kershaw be 100% rather than rushing him back for opening day. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Rush CPA & Associates at 222 Chestnut Street, suite number 102 at the Whitney Manor in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.